Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you've given us, and that you be with each and every one of us as we conduct our meeting tonight, Lord. I ask that you be with the executive and legislative branch, Lord. Have your hand upon all the military personnel, Father, for asking all your precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
At this time, we'll have roll call by April.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff.
Present.
Adam Jones. Chairman, four present and one absent.
We have four present, one absent. Constituted quorum. Any business conducted tonight be official. Moving on down the agenda is approval of minutes of July 20th and July 25th. Motion been made to approve with any changes. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Chairman got 3 in favor and 0 against.
We have 3 in favor and 0 against. That motion has been approved. Moving on down to order of businesses.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to place TR 17, 125, 126, and 127 at the bottom of the agenda.
Okay, motion made to move TR 17-125, 126, and 127 to the bottom of the agenda. Here, second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. First on the agenda is TR 17-124, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation establishing tribal membership in the National Congress of American Indians. Sponsor is David Hill.
Chairman, make a motion to pass.
Here, second.
Second.
Okay, second made. Floor is open for discussion.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I just need to verify, when you looked at this, it says, you talk about NCAI.
Yeah.
I thought we were paid up, this is 2016-2017, but it may need to be 2017-2018.
I think you're right.
I just never caught that, but I need to verify.
Because I think we paid that last year.
We're paid up right now, but this is just the resolution with regarding the delegates and alternate delegates.
Yeah. Okay.
This TR.
So the face page doesn't matter then?
No, I think the one that came over, it's not a current one.
Okay.
Because the dues, membership fees are, they were $25,000, now it's $30,000.
Oh, this is for the delegates, okay.
Yeah, this is just...
For the delegates.
The one we amended last time.
Alternate delegates.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, then we'll make sure everything's clarified. And if there's any change, we'll notify the speaker.
Okay.
That way we need to amend it
again. Okay, so David.
I think it's... Is it 159? Would it be 159? I mean, that's the one. 159 should be correct, though, shouldn't it?
No, but
that's the one that's actually paying for the membership. Legislation 159 is the one that's actually paying.
Yes, that's correct, yes. Yeah. This is just for the delegates.
For the amendment.
This is for, yeah.
Mr. Speaker.
Yes.
Second Chief. That's correct. He's got the one that says 2017-2018.
Yes,
so
I took the correct one in the
book. Okay, so the one we have is probably incorrect at this point, John. Okay. Okay, so we...
Yeah, that's staying here.
Okay, okay. It's actually 2017-18. Okay, any other questions? 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 Any other questions, Pete?
No.
Questions? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
And we got 3 in favor and none against.
We have 3 in favor and none against. That's been approved. Okay, let's go down to NCA 17-138. NCA 17-138, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending the Constitution of the Muscogee Creek Nation by a referendum vote to replace the Muscogee Creek Nation with the Muscogee Nation. And that was postponed last month. Check.
Chairman, make a motion to pass for discussion.
Okay, is there a second on that?
Second.
Second made. Floor is open for discussion. Sponsor is Thomas Uhola.
Okay, thank you, committee, for the opportunity to speak about this bill. As you know, in the past, the nation has passed a resolution to adopt our language as the official language. We adopted the alphabet as the official alphabet. If you are familiar with the alphabet, it has 19 characters, and G is not in the alphabet, and G is used for the spelling of Muscogee Nation today. And so the spelling is incorrect. And so in order to be correct, then that is the reason for this bill. Also, if you will look throughout the nation, you will see on the Muscogee Dome, it is spelled as the proposed spelling. If you look at the Muscogee Nation Honor Guard, it is spelled the same way. If you look at the Muscogee Media, it is spelled the same way. It has more or less been adopted correctly throughout throughout the nation. And I believe it's being picked up more so also. And also there's the Muscogee Hymnal. It's spelled the same way also. So it has been used throughout the nation for this spelling. And so I believe that we should also adhere to our alphabet. When the Muscogee speakers speak, especially there at the grounds, they don't use Creek in their speeches. They use the word, Muscogee, and that's how they refer to themselves. But as Muscogee people, when you first meet another, you go by your clan relationship first, and then you get into, being Muscogee. So those are some of the things that need to bring forth to your attention. And so I would like for you to consider a due pass so the nation's members can in turn make this decision.
Thank you. And any questions, David?
And also I have in the bill that this would be on the primary for the candidates, and so there would be no cost, to it. But if this passes, I would like to make an amendment that it be put on the general election, and that would give me time to promote this, because I need time to promote it also. If it was passed at the primary, that's just around the corner, and I wouldn't have the time to really get out and do what I need to do in order to, get this out to the, citizens. Any questions?
Okay. David?
Yeah, I'm in favor of Representative Uhola. I guess my only concern would be the cost of changing everything that we have.
Well, there would be no cost to it. Once this is passed, then it would just go forward from that date. Because if you look at the treaties...
No, I'm talking about, say, everyone that has, their shirt, the emblems.
Well, that can be changed in time.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that can be changed in time, when you order your... If this passes the people, and then in time when they want to renew it, then in time they can change them. But another thing, too, that I want to say, too, that in the speeches, they do not use the word Creek when they use their... in speeches, they use the word Muscogee, so Creek is not used.
Okay. Any questions?
Chief, will this affect anything as far as business wise?
Well, in several ways, this notification would need to make to all of the agencies of the government that we do business with, and then we would, if we phase it in with business cards, letterhead, signage, and things like that. There's a cost. I wouldn't even guess what it would be at this point. But if you said that in the next 12 months we do it, we would use up everything we have, and then if it passes, we would direct our folks to begin on whatever it's on. however seen in the amendment, if the people vote on, it may say to begin on such a date, then at that day we tell them, you know, 12 months later, make sure all the letterhead signage. That's the things that come to mind. Second chance, anything more you can think of?
No, other than maybe when they use the word Muskogee, does that encompass all the other tribes,
yes,
too?
Yes.
I mean, are we just not specific?
No, well, you know, when we talk to each other, you know, when they speak in the language, you know, they talk about their clan firstly, and then they talk about their tribal town next, and then they talk about the Muskogee Nation as a whole. But you know, they always talk about it in that order. But all together, you know, we're the nation.
I mean, wouldn't this include Chickasaws, the Seminoles, as Muskogee people?
No, this is just a nation. This is just a nation for us. I know we're part of the Muskogean stock, but this set this out specifically for ourselves.
Because when you add all the other tribes, it's Muskogean.
Yeah.
This is just Muskogean.
Yeah, Muskogean.
Does this change anything as far as legalities for us, or contracts or anything like that along that line?
All the language would have to be reflected. Any new contracts, things like that, any legal documents would have to change. And if I could, Linda may have some more.
Just all the thing about all the banking and check stocks and things like that.
I guess it would also affect gaming, because this is the Muskogee, you know, gaming board, how we spell it, you know, so. Any other questions? Chief, anything else? Sergeant? Dale? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
No.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Chairman, you got two in favor and one against.
Yeah, two in favor and against, that motion has been approved. Thank you. Next on the agenda is NCA 70-158, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to a political candidate, sponsor is Fishing Tiger. Motion?
Motion due pass.
Here, a second?
Second.
Second made. Okay, first of all, for discussion.
Thank you, Chairman of the Committee. Mr. Harris is at his side. Mr. Harris, would you please come up here to the front? I'll sit up here. You can ask, sure. Answer, tell us about yourself. Mr. Harris was running in 2018 for State Senate.
Yes,
sir. State Senate, District 30. All of his information is in his packet. He is a Creek citizen. Copy of the citizenship card is in your packet as well. Mr. Harris, you want to tell them about yourself? And
maybe recognize that. Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and Mr. Chairman, committee members, and to the executive branch as well. As the speaker already mentioned, my name is Eric Karras. A little bit about me, I'm a native Oklahoman. I live in Oklahoma City. I previously was an assistant attorney general for Scott Pruitt before he went up to D.C. to be the administrator for the EPA. I was a prosecutor. I prosecuted elder abuse, Medicaid fraud, and the abuse of the mentally disabled. Currently, I am in private practice. I work at a law firm in Edmond called Dyer, Coatley, and Schrader. I am a candidate for the Oklahoma State Senate, District 30. That is Northwest Oklahoma City. That includes Bethany, the Village, War Acres, Quail Creek, and of course, Northwest Oklahoma City. The election will take place in 2018. I am running as a Republican. The election is in 2018, the primary election is in June, runoff is in August, and the general election, should I make it there, will be in November. I would greatly appreciate your support and would be glad to answer any questions that you all might have.
Pete, questions?
No, not yet.
David?
No, not yet.
Randall?
What district did you say you covered?
It's District 30.
And that was?
So that's Northwest Oklahoma City, so think of a... like Lake Hefner area, that area. So War Acres, Bethany, Oklahoma, Northwest Oklahoma City, the village, Quail Creek as well.
I don't know if that's any Muskogee Creek district.
You said, is it in the district? No, it is not.
Joyce, do you have questions? Thomas.
Yes, sir. If you're elected, then would you advocate for Native issues?
I would first have to know what the issue was, of course.
Yes.
And assuming that I agree with whatever the issue is, you would have my full support. But I'll be relying on you to educate me on those issues, because I don't know all of the issues, obviously. But the chief and I have had a good extensive conversation where I mostly listen to the issues that the nation and other nations are dealing with. I think I have a pretty good idea of some that particularly impact the Muskogee Creek Nation. But as I mentioned, it depends, assuming that I agree, we're in agreement on whatever the issue is, you have an advocate.
I understand that.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chief, you want to say something?
Mr. Chairman, one thing that what I would say is the openness to listen, because I think one of the biggest issues that I face going up there, some of these people already have, they got blinders on, or, they've already made up their mind, and they're just, it's frustrating. So if you, able to listen, open to hearing from us, I think that's what we need up there, or anything else, so that we can help educate, because a lot of decisions are made on misconceptions because they just don't want to listen from us.
Okay. Second chief, anything? Mark?
I understand you're saying you want to be educated, but sovereignty, what would you say about sovereignty?
Generally, I support a tribe sovereign authority.
Well, how would you define sovereignty?
So I'll give you the legal definition for me of sovereign authority. Sovereign authority is the ability to govern yourselves, self-governance, and determine the laws in which you govern yourselves by, and how you conduct business, and how you interact with other nations or other sovereign entities. Is there a specific question as it relates to sovereignty that you have?
Well, I was just wondering how you would define it. There's a new ruling about confirming our established reservation boundaries that have never been disassembled. Mm-hmm. And so I think it strengthens us for a case for taxation. And there's even been speculation that we should not even be paying state taxes, because reservation Indians did not pay state taxes. How do you feel about that? What's your thoughts?
I would not comment on that right now because I'm not fully educated on the matter.
Okay.
So I appreciate the question, and I would certainly expect you to educate me on the matter.
Sure.
But I wouldn't take a position on that right now.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the question.
Any other questions?
That's a good homework topic.
No other questions? Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Chairman, you got three in favor and none against.
Yeah, three in favor and none against. That motion is approved.
Pre-agenda.
Yeah, we also come to our pre-agenda, which is the 26th. Yeah,
9 a.m., same room.
Okay.
And then we'll have our regular session.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is NCA 70-159, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing an incorporation for the tribal membership fees of the National Congress of American Indians, NCAI. Sponsor is David Hill.
Chairman, make the motion.
Here a second. Do I hear a second?
Second.
4 seconds is made. Floor is open for discussion.
Unless chief has anything, just kind of, we've been membership for several years, and I know I would say personally myself, chief and second chief may comment. I think it's made pretty good impact. With several legislators and executive branch here in attendance. All the chief and second chief down in Congress.
Okay. Chief?
Sure. I think what we've seen, or what I've seen, is it places us kind of in a position to be in meetings, particularly like in Hickory Ground, preservation of sacred sites, and other discussions you know, we've had several meetings with the executive board, and so we've been able to get in on some of these discussions where I think it's been helpful, but that's my view.
Okay. Second Chief, you have a comment on it?
Although that sometimes we don't get the answer that we desire, but I think there's a lot of communication that goes on and a lot of good information that comes out of it, you know, when we go to those meetings, and of course we do meet a lot of people that down the line could help us out.
Okay. Dave, anything else?
No.
Pete?
No.
Randall?
No.
Any other questions? Hearing none, roll call please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Trimming up 3 in favor and then against.
We have 3 in favor and against, that's been approved.
Funding source, Mr. Chairman, will be interest on the
permanent fund. Sorry.
And the one prior to that, the $2,000 political
tuition
will be the
same. Okay, thank you. Moving on down the agenda is NCA 17-160, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 37, Section 2-107, titled National Congress of American Indian Dues.
Motion to pay.
Okay, second.
Second.
For some open discussion.
this one just actually, after you were just meaning it, just putting it back in the cab. Mm-hmm. And also, the it will reflect the changes in the amount to 30.
Okay. Any questions, Pete?
Nope.
Dave? Yeah. Any questions? Hearing none, roll call please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Trimming that 3 in favor and none against.
Yeah, 3 in favor and none against, that's been approved. We're on the agenda, NCA 617-161, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating funds to the Ethics Commission for the remaining period of FY 2017. Sponsor David Hill.
Chairman, make the motion to be passed.
Here, second.
Second.
Floor's open for discussion.
Just as it stated, it's appropriating for the remaining fund for 2017.
Okay. Any questions? Pete?
No.
Somebody? Chief, any questions? Okay. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
And we got 3 in favor and none against.
Yeah, 3 in favor, none against. That's been approved. Now back to the items of TR 17 dash. I'm sorry, Linda. I'm sorry, you have interest in that. Sorry. CR 17-125, 26, 27 have been moved to the bottom. Now we'll address item 25. CR 17-125, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Gaming Operations Authority Board, OAB, to execute a design build agreement with I-5 Design Build Incorporated for renovations to Duck Creek Casino. Sponsor is myself. Motion.
Chairman, I'd like to. Motion do pass, but I only have discussion.
Okay, here a second.
Second. Okay. I have spoken with Jan, but go ahead.
Right. There are still a few, on two of the contracts, there are some still review needing to be done on the I-5 agreement and also on Thompson Construction. So we're requesting it to be postponed, but if you would consider possibly if we can get these things ironed out to maybe special meeting or something like that.
We're thinking about maybe having we're meeting on the 24th for a budget hearing. We thought we'd be FJ with consensus of the committee to meet at 6 o'clock to address all, you know, address all three issues in.
Okay.
Address all three bills.
Would that be of Jan? Because she won't be back for the 23rd. Would that give her time to review it and get ready?
Wednesday. Because I'm sure she may be able to do it while she's going to travel.
She could probably do it while she's out of town.
Yeah.
Just these items changed.
Okay. All three. Three of them?
There's a GCG addendum, there's an I-5 contract, and a Thompson Construction that are all underneath the Duck Creek expansion.
So would you rather do it all at one time?
I would rather do that.
Okay. Okay. You withdraw your motion?
Yes.
Okay. Do I hear a motion? I guess we can. We'll take one at a time. TR 17-125, to our motion postponed till the 24th. Well, first of all, do put this consensus that the BFJ committee to have a meeting on at 6 o'clock prior to the budget meeting. On, is that okay, everybody? All fair say aye?
Aye.
Okay, so 24th, we'll have a BFJ meeting at 6 o'clock. Okay, TR 17-125, to our motion postponed till the 24th.
Motion
postponed. Second?
Second.
All fair say aye?
Aye.
Okay, guys have it. The next one is TR 17-126, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Gaming Operations Authority Board, Joey B, to execute an AIA standard form of agreement with Thompson Construction Incorporated for outside renovations and paving work to Duck Creek Casino. There are motion to postpone until 24th. Motion to postpone. Second. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Next one is TR 17-127, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Gaming Operations Authority Board, Joey B, to execute advance addendum number 2 with Platinum Gaming Ventures, LLC. Your motion to postpone until the 24th.
Motion postpone.
Your second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. So those three will be addressed next 24th, okay, 6 o'clock.
Whatever.
Next on the agenda is referred legislation, item G, NCA 70-124. 145, 146, 147, 148, 150, 151, 152, 155. That's real, or?
All the funding will be interest on permanent
funds. Okay. Interest on permanent funds for all funding. Do I hear a motion to approve that for funding source? Motion made by Dave, Randall. Here, second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please, for funding source for all the legislation.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Chairman, got 3 in favor and then against.
Yeah, 3 in favor and against. That's been approved. Next on the agenda is the JOAB, the Gaming Operations Authority Board. Make a motion to executive session for increasing stuff.
Make a motion to executive session.
Here, a second.
Second.
All fair say aye. If you're creek, you can stay. If you're creek, you can stay. You can